Bye-bye.
In Gaza spitzen sich Israels Militäroffensive und die damit verbundene humanitäre Katastrophe zu. Der Vorwurf eines Völkermords an den ZivilistInnen im Gazastreifen wird immer lauter.
Wir haben so viel Beweismaterial, es haben sich so viele Indizien gesammelt, Interviews geführt, Satellitenaufnahmen ausgewertet und so weiter.
Rund 50.000 PalästinenserInnen sind im Krieg bereits zum Opfer gefallen. Und es stellt sich die Frage, welche Verantwortung die internationale Gemeinschaft trägt.
Dass der Westen das alles hinnimmt und tatenlos zuschaut, macht uns sehr bestürzt und auch sehr hilflos. Damit macht sich der Westen natürlich für diese Kriegsverbrechen der Komplizenschaft schuldig.
Was wurde im medialen Diskurs versäumt? Wie können wir miteinander über den Nahostkonflikt reden? Und gibt es eine Perspektive auf einen gerechten Frieden? Ich bin Aisha Sahne und gemeinsam mit Betroffenen und ExpertInnen möchte ich das herausfinden. Die ganze FM4 auf Laut-Diskussion, jetzt auf ORF Sound und überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
FM4
Liquid Radio.
The music was new, black, polished chrome and came over the summer like liquid night. The DJs took pills to stay awake.
You're listening to a chill out session from DJ Morpheus.
FM4.
Thank you. Liquid Radio, 60 minutes of floating music. For more information about this mix and the playlist, check out fm4orf.at.
sit back, relax, chill out. Liquid Radio. Thank you.
FM4 Liquid Radio.
You're on a train in Japan. I'm sitting in the dark, forgetting who I am. You said only a fool asks with a smile. What kind of fool am I? He's hiding out in New York. I can't bear to think about it much more. And even with all these many miles, what kind of fool am I? What kind of fool am I? I am not
Radio. DJ Morpheus. Chill Out Session.
Gentleness, your melody is the best. like everything is melting here.
Liquid Radio. For more information about this mix and the playlist, check out fm4orf.at.
Thank you. Okay, you've been listening to Liquid Radio right here on
FM4.
It's 6 o'clock, Sunday, the 1st of June. In the headlines today, the US and Israel reject demands made by Hamas, and Poland holds a presidential election. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM4 News. Good morning, Astrid.
Good morning, Hal. Hamas has offered to relinquish its administrative authority over the Gaza Strip in its official response to the U.S. Gaza ceasefire proposal. But the militant group has also demanded changes to the plan, which the U.S. and Israel have called unacceptable. The BBC's Charles Haviland reports.
In its response to Washington's proposals on Gaza, Hamas suggests handing governance to an independent technocratic committee once a permanent ceasefire has been announced. It also proposes the freeing of half of the living and dead Israeli hostages hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners during an initial 60-day ceasefire, and the rest once Israel fully withdraws. Hamas is not offering to disarm, and its demands, such as the Israeli withdrawal and the full resumption of aid, are not in the earlier US proposal. On Saturday, the US envoy, Steve Witkoff, rejected the Hamas blueprint.
Russia says a highway bridge has collapsed in a border region near Ukraine, bringing several trucks down onto a moving passenger train. Officials say 7 people were killed and at least 30 injured, including the train driver. They allege the bridge was damaged through illegal interference. People in Poland are voting for a new president today, with the opinion polls predicting a tight race between the Liberal mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski, and the nationalist candidate Karol Nawrocki. Rosie Waits has more details.
Rafał Trzaskowski narrowly won the election's first round, but since neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote, the election is going to a runoff. It's seen as a pivotal moment for Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-European coalition government. While much of the power in Poland lies with the Prime Minister and Parliament, presidents do have the ability to veto legislation. Karol Nawrocki is a staunch opponent of Tusk's coalition and is expected to use the veto frequently. The outcome will influence the government's ability to implement reforms, including liberalizing the country's strict abortion law and accelerating changes to the justice system. Rosie Waits, FM Fear News.
And Pride Month has begun in Austria, with a number of events set to take place across the country throughout June, promoting rights and diversity in support of the LGBTQ plus community. Elizabeth Alcock has more.
Over the next 2 weeks, Vienna Pride takes place, with the Rainbow Parade on the 14th set to be the main highlight. Other events include the Pride Conference on June 6th and the Pride Run on June 13th. But events are also taking place across the country, with smaller communities such as Unken and Mittersill now also holding celebrations. The background of Pride is the call for equal rights and protection against discrimination, with advocacy groups in Austria, for example, demanding a ban on so-called conversion therapy and calling on the government to implement a national action plan against hate crimes. Elizabeth Alcock, FM Fear News.
To the weather, today's forecast is partly sunny, with a chance of rain moving across the country later in the day. Highs between 24 and 32 degrees.
Thank you, Astrid.
Here we go.
Good morning show.
With Hal Rock.
At Radio FM Fear.
A very good morning to you on this bright and sunny Sunday morning. We got the perfect song to start us off today, or at least the perfect song title. Here comes Findlay Quay and Sunday Shining. Enjoy.
Make it.
Great stuff there from Finley Quay. I'm a rainbow with you. What a nice thought, eh? Sunday shining there, opening up the morning show this Sunday morning. Happy Pride Month. Yeah? 7 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Could you come?